Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kaylin Patterson, PPP Real Talk Midwest Muscle in the house. Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, how about it? And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, number one sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you're a drug-free athlete looking for a solid foundation to stand on, or probably do a bench press, or maybe do some squats, depending on how you feel and what you're doing at that time, and are looking for a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Dad?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
It's so sweet. And I said a Mack truck. She's supposed to be like a Mack truck through ice cream, mother. But no, she's nice and sweet, like a little Volkswagen. Yeah.
Like a Mack truck through ice cream. Oh.
Well, anyway,
oh, my goodness.
At p4pmuscle.com. And now, let us speak freely on Real Talk. Yeah. How about that?
Let us speak. Hey, Kaylin. How's it going?
It's Thanksgiving, and I've been posting all kinds of thankful things to basically just say how thankful I am with the people I've had a chance to interact with and just how happy I am that everyone's basically connecting and finding ways to be positive during all the things that are happening, especially Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on, you know, how thankful you are. And every day should be Thanksgiving. But there are times when we should, you know, specialize those times apart and see just what we have to be thankful for. I was just looking at some of the old pics from – I was talking to – oh, I can't think of his name right now. But we were sharing pictures, and I said, you know, that's such a good thing to look back on because every picture does have a memory. And every memory is of a person, and every person is a human being. So, you know, wow, that's pretty deep right there. But anyway, it just gets so much bigger knowing that you're interacting with people that have lives of their own, and they still take that time to share with you a little part of them. And I'm just so thankful for that because, like, you and I have met so many people in our in the industry, and it's just such a great community to be a part of.
That it is. And I also say that I am thankful for all those things that Kaylin message had mentioned, but also to have a hashtag PIC who covers for you when you're not able to be on the show. So I am thankful for you, Kaylin Patterson.
Oh, for O'Kellen.
O'Patterson, and for all of our listeners, because there are so many great people that we have met, and some of them we've only met virtually, but we still keep in touch, they still keep us updated, and, you know, to all those people we've met in person, awesome, but then also our listeners who have just become a regular part of our lives through this podcast, and, you know, it's quite possible, Kaylin, that you've already met quite a few of our listeners.
Yes.
And I know that I have met a few that are our listener athletes as well, but there are so many more that I haven't met. But I'm just so glad that we have you with us every week.
Well, here's a crazy thing.
Thank you.
I'm getting used to it now, but at first it was quite the shock. And that's when people see the videos and they're basically speaking about you as if they know you personally. And I was like, well, hold on now. Wait a minute. You know, we got to get this thing here straight because, you know, you don't want them walking into with the wrong idea that, you know, they're this person because basically they're in love with your exotic look. Oh, that's right. And so it's like, you know, don't get too swept up in there. I said, because you hear the podcast, you'd be like, wait a minute, she's mean to you. And I don't want them doing that. So, you know, I just, you know, keep it on the
even keel. Cute. Yeah, we won't go there. We won't go there because where we're not going is that he is just as, shall I say, how shall I put it?
How shall you put it? We have exclamation points.
Big brother-ish. Big brother versus little sister-ish, as those combative relationships go, he just does it not in public. Aha! That's why I have to threaten to call his mom sometimes, because I just do.
Because
that's what little sisters do. When big brother gets to be too much, they run to mom. They run to mom. That's what happens. But anyway, enough of that. We've got, you know, we've just been loving this international scene. We can't seem to stay away from it. And I am happy about that. I'm excited about that. And I'm ready to just keep expanding and heading into more countries. But we are definitely still hanging with that vibe this week. So I missed Tanika and Justin last week, and that was very sad, but it was a fantastic show, and I'm so glad that Kaylin was able to participate in that along with all of you. But we are continuing on this week with another awesome Aussie, and I'll let Kaylin go ahead and set us up.
Well, you know, we live up north, but everybody's got to head down south sooner or later. But we're going to head a little further down south and talk to Mr. Mark South, and this fella has been around the game is like we have, but we always speak about, you know, giving shout outs to the people that help and do this, that, whatever. And I've also said many, many times, it's a wonderful thing to have people that want to help and support you, but it's so much better when people know how to support you, not just to basically try to do something, but know exactly what to do. And we're talking about the other half of Miss Tanika Hindman. And he will introduce himself, and we'll get this show started. Mark, how you doing?
I'm very good, and thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a great privilege. It's nice to be able to talk instead of listening to Tanika all the time.
Well, you know, it's good to have the other half of the story, so we're glad that you joined us. Why don't you go ahead and share a little bit about yourself with our listeners, who you are, what you do, and how you know Tanika so well.
Okay, well, I would like to refer to myself as the better half of the partnership relationship between me and Tanika. You may agree or not disagree, but that... But that certainly helps the banter in the family. I'm by trade a chef, but a business manager for 20 years as well, and always studied agriculture and nutrition as well. I'm lucky enough to have been able to change my life and a little bit to suit in with the total family's needs, which has seen me at the moment working with doctors and professors in body science, providing natural health to the general public and sporting athletes. Of course, I'm blessed and so lucky to have a sporting athlete in the same house that whilst at times it can, you need to give each other a little bit of space in both your ambitions, it's great to be able to support and be on a journey that you can physically see results and results that make people smile and what make them happy and to be able to be of service to them where a lot of people aren't used to reading science, don't want to know about the science. They just want to know what they want to do. And some people who do want to know about the science, it's great to be able to provide that and relate that to their lifestyle, which then doesn't become a fad diet. It's something that you educate them so they can take care of themselves. So it's a great journey. A lot has happened, of course, for us in our family with the arrival of our beautiful daughter, Bella, that affected mom quite a lot. She raised a lot of questions how her life goes forward, and to be able to answer those questions in a physical nature, not just a theoretical nature, has been so empowering for the both of us.
Very nice. So, you know, so as Kaylin set this up, we talk a lot about having that support circle and you know, how important that is to an athlete, I think in any sport, but, you know, really in natural bodybuilding, because it is such an intense variation on a, you know, almost singular level. We might have the people that we work out with and we have other athletes that we connect with, but on a day in, day out grind, it's not like we have a team that we're practicing with all the time. And so it really can be an individual sport in a lot of aspects. And so it is that support circle, and especially in the home, that can be so, so important. And that's the element that you're helping to bring to light here as well, you know, being a supporter for such a high-level athlete that you have in Tenneca. And now you guys have a whole family that you're sharing together. How, I mean, from your viewpoint, how important do you see your role in helping her achieve what she has on the natural bodybuilding stage?
To be very honest, I stayed away for a while because I didn't feel comfortable that I knew or could speak to other athletes and that on the same level that Tenneca can obviously relate to and speak to. But this enabled me to take a little bit of a backward step and to learn slowly. However, when life changed for the positive, when the morning I will remember it for the rest of my life, when Tenneca woke me up with a pee stick saying, "I'm pregnant, bloody hell, I'm pregnant." it kind of dawned on me that you can't hide for a long period of time. And the questions that Tenneca was personally putting to me, like, how does this affect my bodybuilding? How does this affect my figure? There's an element in my life now that is controlling me. I'm not controlling it. Where's my independence going? You can't give an instant response. You can just give a cuddle and a hug and a we're going to be okay type of approach. But looking back on it now, and I don't like to praise myself, I think that together we established a foundation of support on the emotional side as well and on the physical ability side. There is no way on this earth that I could have a relationship with Tenneca and ask her to stop going to the gym. I might as well cut my own throat. It is not a job for her. It's not necessarily a sport. It's her life. And wanting her to return back to those things that she loves and knowing that we can't ignore them, yes, it requires, I change my job. I spend a lot more time at home. We have a carers for Bella. It's to enable us as a total family to be able to operate and still do the things that we love to do and to share those. I may talk a lot more than Tenneca, so I verbally communicate to her how I've done in the day, where she's a little bit more not like that. She just wants a cuddle and a smile and a nice family meal and some relaxed time after a hard day at the gym or whatever. So that total support and planning and open communication. We have a pledge with each other that if something is getting us down, no matter how big or small, we talk about it and we work through it. We might not have the answers there and then, but we'll find them because we can both feel the positiveness in addressing these type of things with no fear of offense or whatever. So I've started to feel, yes, how much it was. But when we say support or commitment, it's a bit like being able to run with a pack. You know, being introduced into a very high-performance, high-knowledgeable area of people who are used to certain things and being so accepted in that area, a lot of it being because I'm the husband of Tenneca Heineman, okay. But to be able to feel it and to experience that is... it becomes less support. You're involved. You're part of it. You enjoy it. You get the good times. It's just extremely rewarding. It can be scary because, yes, Tenneca will some days train and train and train. Some days she will have lower days. She will have to eat 5-6 meals a day. She's the most energetic bloody person I've known in my life. Sometimes I think, oh, my God, can you just calm down for a while? But then her body type and her own genetic makeup, thank God, allows her to have some sleep the odd now and then, which is blissful. So it's great. And as a father, when mum has commitments, it presents me the opportunity to spend my quality time with my daughter, building our relationship, both as individuals, one-on-one, and in the family environment. So it's... yes, I can see how I support, and that's my intent. And I think it's helped me grow as a person to accept that type of thank you.
Yeah.
From people that normally I wasn't happy.
No. You expressed that quite well, and our listeners are very grateful that you do shine in that area. But the one thing I don't want to overlook is your expertise and knowledge and being able to be there in the way that she actually needs it, because it's a lot that goes in to, you know, being healthy in itself. And like you said, this isn't a sport for her. This is her life. And we've had her on, so we, you know, our listeners are quite familiar with that as well. But I would like to tap into your background for one, and then when she was talking about the C-section, how important it was to basically get back to being 100% in that area as well, because that's something that's very, very important to, you know, when you're on stage. How many times have you heard, let's see those abs? So, you know, let's just talk about that, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, I think the pregnancy itself, I mean, it's a strange situation. For me personally, it made me exercise and ask the questions that I needed to from the medical profession, the medical world, on how to look after my lady the best, that it looks after her and looks after her body. Now, one thing that has been not a hurdle but a thing to sort out between me and Tanaka is that after 10 years in the industry of natural bodybuilding, her predominant focus has been on this muscle. She's possibly a little bit different in mindset to a few girls that I've helped to train as well, that Tanaka wants a DEXA scan to know the difference of muscle mass in the left arm to her right arm. Symmetry to her seems to be like the number one bucket to hit all the time. So my philosophy and my education is that you look after your body, irrelevant to the muscle. If we have an established base where your liver's functioning correctly and efficiently, you understand your body type and those trends that can occur in your type of body type, how to best utilize that, your gene activity, you know, just underpinning your basic health, where I was saying to Tanaka, you've got to have a bit more warming foods and raise this metabolism. You've got to give yourself a little bit more iron. It's not just all about the glutamine and the protein. You've got to have a balance of nutrition to support both you and the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when the baby comes first. So there was that education. And the good thing about food and life is that you can feel it. If you adjust to something, you can feel it. So she was quite open to that, even though a little bit hesitant, because don't cut my protein down. I'm a bodybuilder. So it wasn't that I cut it down. I just made it a little bit more relevant for her body mass and the activities that she was doing. She's not a male. She's not a 100-kilo bloke who may eat 200 grams net of protein. She's a 56-kilo lady, 5'6". She's not huge, just has a marvelous mass. So she doesn't need that amount of protein, and nor do we want it in access. We want minerals, and we want to know that her organs are, you know, effectively operating, because what makes muscle? We say protein, we say glycemic index, and this, but it's going through your liver. It's like putting clean petrol in a shitty engine. The engine's still not going to perform to its maximum. So there's been that philosophy, and also lifestyle. It should never be an excuse from Tanaka as a person or anybody that they love to do something. I mean, she loves what she does that we call a job. We call her a hobby. We call her profession. She's such a lovely woman to have positioned herself where she actually looks forward to going to work.
Cool.
And encourage that. You know, and I realize in the family environment, you know, we talk about food. To me, food is just a provision. If we're not absorbing it properly or we're not utilizing it properly, that's what makes us who we are. Now, the environment affects everybody an awful lot. If I was to have an argument with her, she's not going to be feeling so good. Her expressions are not going to be so good. Someone's interfering with her pleasantness, her space. So her body is going to perform likewise. So with my knowledge and my experience and potential to reach out to professors on individual cases for individual clients who may have medical conditions and stuff like that as well, it's been tremendously rewarding. The C-section was something that she's looked after so well. I mean, every day, twice a day, creaming it up, eating the right foods, the right balance of oils. You'd be surprised. She's quite, if you know Tanaka, she doesn't mind flashing her C-section scar. Embarrasses me sometimes, but it's hardly anything. Now, it is an amazing recovery, but the problem that we had from the C-section, or where Bella was laying in mom, was that she had, yes, you would call it severe abdominal separation. And this took a whole complete different mental change for Tanaka, because whenever she teaches anybody, and especially when she's actually doing exercises herself, she is a huge stabilizer of this core, whether she's doing her hamstrings or whatever. Everything seems to come from, she gets her breathing so good, she gets her focus so good, and she anchors herself in the core. So when you have someone who's used to this style of training, who's now got muscle separation and needs to completely depress any tension in that area and allow it to mend, it was quite a hard thing for her. Oh, shit. She swears a lot, yes. Oh, shit, I have to stop doing it this way. I have to find another way. And having that support and having that knowledge, and she wants to do it on her own. She wants to challenge herself to be able to overcome and compensate where she needed to. So we had comments when she attended the universe, how fantastic she looked. And they couldn't believe that, you know, Bella was 17 months at this stage. So Tanaka had stopped breastfeeding 5 months previously, four and a half months previously. Only had 2.5 months of slow engagement in her abdominal region. She basically had a one pack from a visual point of view. From my point of view, and from those supporting, were extremely astonished at how her recovery was starting to come in. We have to remember that before she was pregnant, she was an extremely fit individual. So it's not like she's gone into pregnancy as someone who's not necessarily toned. But how great she looked. Now, yes, it was quite marvelous. And I think that, how can I put it? When Tanaka took stage at Olympia, myself and Bella was, I might get emotional here. We positioned ourselves front row. Why they took a break between her event and the one that she was coming up, I could have killed them. Why make me wait another 10 minutes? I don't know whether to be sick, to go to the toilet, to play with my daughter, whatever. I just wanted to see mom on stage. Because the one thing was, I'm quite strategic. So Tanaka will say, I miss Olympia. Yes, she misses parading herself on the stage, but she misses that family connection, those friends, the ability to talk to each other, to share the same language. So Olympia was always the focal point to get back on that stage. And if you remember when she woke me up with a pee stick talking about her independence, losing her body, I can't attend Olympia, I've already paid for my flights. The time apart, she knew how much it meant to her. So I was sat looking in my phone, and our daughter, just give me a minute. She just sang out, mommy, mommy. To look up and to see Tanaka on stage was, the judges want to look at her whole body. I just wanted to see that smile. She had done so much, reached so much. As much as you tell someone, they have to really go ahead and do it themselves. They want you there as support, but they're really the ones that has to do it. To see her return and to wash away all the thoughts that she may have had that came to her head initially as negative was, you don't want any money. You don't want a good meal. You don't need champagne. It is the most fantastic contribution of a feeling to see your loved one happy. And yes, I cried. Yes, it was emotional because it was a journey and it was a bloody hard one. And she got there. The result didn't matter. In our family, she had already won gold. And she allowed me to share that journey. And it was completely, yeah, something I remember for the rest of my life.
Wow. I mean, I think we're all just caught up in the emotion with you here, just kind of listening along and feeling so proud right with you when you hear, you know, a description like that of just the moment that you shared with your daughter and your wife and seeing her on stage. And you know, that is a big part of it, too. I mean, we talk about the athlete and everything that they feel, but you know, what you've expressed, I mean, you do just have that pride when you see someone on stage that you have such a strong connection with, and just to see them, I mean, and whether it's the natural bodybuilding stage or it's your kid playing a solo in the school, you know, concert, it's just that feeling, and it's amazing, and it's definitely how you described it, and it's just like, it's just that everything you were ever proud of is just like right as you described it. And it is emotional and you get tears and all of that kind of stuff. And our listeners are loving it too. They've been flooding us with hearts since you've been talking. So they're definitely identifying with what you're saying as well. And I do have some listener questions that I want to. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's also the one thing I can say to you now is it's inspiring. You know,
Yes. There's
a lot of talk about natural bodybuilders who go on the low after competitions, and we relate this to bad diets and all this type of thing. We can't forget the emotional point of it. For Tanaka, it was such a big thing to get back there. We was there well before a lot of other people. When are you arriving? The Wednesday. Or the Thursday, or the Tuesday. Oh, no, we're already here. Tanaka just can't wait to get that feeling back. And I think the remembering of this, the ability that we've done the hard yards, we just say bring on 2018. You know, Tanaka's number one love will always be figure open. It's her chosen love, her chosen profession. She was, I think, number six in the world coming back from the C-section. To compete and to get to that level, okay, she's my lady, so I'm going to praise her up, but I do it in an honest way. To get to that position, she needs to give herself a pat on the back, but she won't. She was still number six in her eyes, so she loves everyone who was in front of her. She respects all the judges, but she now knows that she's done the hard work, and yeah, people better watch out, because she's very quiet, but we know from observations how to now kick on from this and to be even more of an impact for ourselves as a family, and also to impact and contribute towards NRBA, PNBA and natural bodybuilding as a whole, through not taking it easy and making the most of the opportunities that we're now presented with.
Well, good to know. And it's just great to even know that much more about, you know, the athletes that we've been following and getting to know. And in getting to know you a little bit more, our listeners have some questions that they would like to ask of you. Dale wants to know what it's like to be a dad on the road.
It's fantastic. Bella is now 18 and a half months, nearly 19 months. She's been to the UK to visit my family. She's been to New Zealand 3-4 times because, of course, it's Tanaka's family home, and competed at the universe there. She's been to Thailand. She's going back to New Zealand next weekend, where Tanaka will pick up a Māori Sports Award. So it's fantastic. I spend a little bit of time away from home with the health federation that I'm with. So Tanaka sometimes travels with the bub on her own, and I catch up later like we did at Olympia. But it's fantastic. It can be a little bit hard in hotel rooms that don't have kiddie stuff and all this type of thing, but you just make the best of it. I think at Olympia we went and brought Pooh Bear and Tick Diggy Tiggy, and that was a great daughter and dad walk around whilst mum was trying to improve her lats. So, yeah, it's great. It's great. It's just great to be together no matter where we are.
Awesome, awesome. we're so overclamped. Bree wants to know how the two of you manage your bonding time now that you are parents.
Bonding time. Well, there's one thing to remember is that especially I'm told I talk a lot. But we do talk a lot. We make the use of the time that we have. We know when our daughter should be in our bed and not in our bed. Those type of things. So the thing is that the bonding seems to come natural when the person is happy. It just seems to be a natural stepping stone. I'm happy. Let's do something together. We love to go out and we love seafood. We're not partial to a little bit of celebrationary red wine when it's needed. We don't go out as much as we would like, but you have to remember I'm a chef as well. So Tanaka says, why the hell am I going out to pay $50 when you can cook for me for not even 25 of that thing, and it's healthy for me and it's what I need and what everything. So I think, oh shit, can someone just cook for me one night? But yeah, I think we make each other happy, and we know what each other says to each other isn't BS. It's meant to be constructive and to do things.
Real
we talk
love.
About yeah, it's just real. It's just natural, real, honest talk. Yeah, she is a pain
yeah,
in the ass
up.
At times. I'm not going to paint her as a princess, but that comes from her desire and her ability to change her mind so quickly and jump from one thing to another thing. So,
oh, that's women. Give it up, dude. You can't
yeah.
win that one.
one glaring example is no, thank you very much, Tanaka. I do not see the point in jumping out of an aeroplane. Oh, well, I want to do it. You do it, and I'll be sat on the beach. I'll wait for you to come down, but I'm not going in the bloody aeroplane, and I'm certainly not jumping out of it. And I think it's just that understanding of you know what things make one person happy versus no, that's certainly not me. And we certainly have that understanding.
Wow, I'm loving it. You're doing an excellent job, and your verbiage is perfect because it's got information behind what you're saying. So thank you so much for the informative show. But the guys are wanting to know, you know, because just like you said, you talk real. We're in the days of social media and the age of basically different social mediums. How, and this is coming from Bill, Dale, and Tiger. Hopefully it's Tiger. If I'm saying it wrong, buddy, I'm sorry. But they want to know how are you dealing with, you know, your wife being an attractive woman and getting the messages sometimes that aren't supposed to be sent.
How do I deal with her being an attractive woman? I think that, you know, you have to accept when you put yourself out on social media that you're going to get positive comments and negative. There are people that are struggling that we must respect that have found things just a little bit too hard, maybe haven't got the right support or the right information that's helped them along their journey. So they look at people who maybe are successful in a negative thing. I'm not so much of a person who promotes myself personally on social media. I'm more like to have that client contact face-to-face or over Skype, whatever, where people, it's one-on-one, it's personal rather than advertising myself. But yes, I'm happy that people look up to Tanaka as some type of inspiration. I know that there's many an athlete who has commented to me, and they won PNBA titles themselves, how Tanaka inspired them. So you have to take whatever comments come, and I think it boils down to your intent. I'm not insecure. I have no reason to be. So I just find you accept whatever comes and what doesn't come. I mean, not so long ago from another federation in Australia where a little bit of bitterness came, there were talks that Tanaka Hyman was a steroid user. And I thought this was most amazing that somebody would think that a 56-kilo woman is on steroids and that their knowledge of a body, a natural body's capabilities, is so low. But I just washed them off. It's just silly talk. And, you know, it doesn't need to be there, but it does exist. And I have great ability to know that I think Tanaka knows. Tanaka, we do a lot of things apart. We spend some time apart as well. And it's just us. We trust. We know each other. We're never out of contact with each other, no matter where we are in the world. Yeah, it's Tanaka's more of a pleaser. She would like to answer every single message she gets, whether they're negative or not. She's quite emotional when people see a negative part of something, as much as she's happy when people do things good for themselves. So, yeah, it's just, it personally, it doesn't faze me. I want her to be as looking as good as she can. I'm the person who gets the jokes at the gym. Hey, Mark, what's it like having a missus who can lift heavier than you? It's her profession. It's not mine. I'm pleased she can because she's got to go on stage and I don't. So.
Well, and you know, in there, so you covered a really important part of, you know, athlete feedback when you do put yourself out there in the public eye on social media. So there can be that aspect where people can be negative towards your physique or your accomplishments. But then I think there's also the aspects that many couples have to deal with where the attention she's getting is positive, but in the wrong way, meaning that there are men out there that are appreciative of her physique, but not necessarily as an athlete, but just as a beautiful woman, and they're expressing themselves as such in messages. And how do you, I guess, deal with that level of attention that she would get?
She does get that, and it doesn't faze me because she doesn't go home to anybody else. And I think that you have to see it as a reflection of what she is trying to achieve. She's obviously not out to be a sex model. She has a defined presence that has a belonging in, you know, just below, let's call it, a bodybuilder. So it's something that you just have to toughen the hell up and accept, from my point of view, that people are going to make comments one way or another. I mean, I cannot lie when she's lying on a bench and pulling her feet up to do her hamstrings. Yeah, I might want to grab her. Yes. So I can't expect for other people to have, you know, to have a completely different viewpoint than me. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. And I'm just glad that you said it because it's true. And I do think that is a healthy perspective to have, because let's just be real. If this is real talk, let's be real, because it is hard, especially if you're in a relationship and you have a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend that is a competitive bodybuilding athlete, natural athlete. And they are a lot of times in pictures and very tight gym wear or next to nothing in their posing suits. And it can be hard not to be jealous, because for all the reasons that you're attracted to them, so are a lot of other people. But I like, you know, and you want to be so proud of them. But at the same time, you know, maybe sometimes you might be tempted to want to throw a jacket over them and be like, look, enough is enough. This is mine. This belongs to me. But yeah, go ahead.
I think that, you know, so this is real talk, and you will certainly get an example of real talk here. We like to celebrate in a type of way at a good time that is reflective of something. And we have been out on one occasion where Tanaka has had a little bit too much red wine and people are edging her on. So she's, let's say, I don't mean lady flesh, I mean showing the body, people are interested in the body, etc. And I've had to say to her, that's enough. because there's a line for some people, may not be a line for others, depending on what circumstances you are. And she very much respects that. Not that she tried to upset, offend, or put herself in a bad position, but yeah, there are people that want to see a little bit more than what they should. You can't blame her for asking, the same as like, as they shouldn't be upset by the answer no. So it's tit for tat. It's we can go out and you just cannot stop people coming up and asking her what she does. I'm like, can we have an evening out on our own? People just naturally do it. She's inspiring. You just have to accept the way that things are, otherwise you can't really deal with them. You can't move on, because to focus on the negative or what other people may or may not do is a little bit out of our control. So we just go ahead knowing we're doing the right thing for ourselves and ourselves as a family, a unit. People will be as they be, unfortunately, and fortunately.
Yeah, and there you have it. And I totally respect that. As with all things, we're starting to get short on time, and I have a couple more listener questions that I want to be sure that we get in, so I'm going to kind of transition a little bit, more from the husband-wife aspect of this, but more back to the athlete side of this story. And Sheila wants to know, what are the sponsorship opportunities like in Australia for athletes like Tenneka?
There are out there. There are several athletes that do have sponsorship. The majority of this sponsorship comes from the supplementary industry. I'm not a huge fan of the overuse of supplements against natural foods, both on an economic and a balance of total nutrition that you need. I think there needs to be some type of governing here. So I'm not over the top at Tenneka gaining a supplement sponsorship. But it is about, and it does help some athletes get to where they want to be, especially, you know, pros that, let's say Australians, that have got, you know, $3,000-$4,000 flight ticket over to the States to be able to compete. You know, they need a little bit of support. They're spending a lot of money on ensuring their body is at that point, maybe some of them far too much, but that's just the industry. It's available, but it's not huge. And to be specific, it's possibly a bit like you can have your protein powder for nothing.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Larry wants to know if your background knowledge of nutrition and the body helps with the industry, I would think the sport, and other competitors.
Does it help? Well, I have, as I say, I didn't get into it too much, but recently I have, let's say, helped three. One is a lady that I adore. Her name's Selena. She's in her 40s. She's gone on stage for the second season, and she's managed to get a third place. Now, the thing about it is that it was a little bit in front of what her expectations was, but it showed to her she can do it, and we kick on. We helped Heather McGiven, who just recently come away with a PNBA silver in physique at Olympia, and of course I have Tenneka. So I would have to answer that you won't hear me talk about anabolic cycling, you won't hear me talk about things that are, you know, what is used to be spoken about in the bodybuilding. I very much come from a natural health point of view and measuring people's total health on top of their muscle gain or body composition movement. So it's been successful so far that I'm keen to continue in this. You know, hope that answers.
No, yeah, you did.
Well, I think
now,
so.
One of the things that I would like to talk about is since you brought that up, because, you know, there is a lot of, and Des and I have talked about it a lot, about the bro science, the old knowledge, well, I won't even call it knowledge, the old understanding of how things were supposed to go in order to get the physique that you chose. And I know that a lot of people are saying that you can't create a natural-looking physique that even remotely resembles what you had in the 80s with the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and when they were doing the anabolic cycling. And I know that's not true. And with a person of your background, you can either basically put me on blast as a liar or show that it is attainable in a natural physique.
I mean, you know, I'll answer it a couple of ways here. When someone's on anabolic steroids, they obviously have a considerable advantage. Their muscles
yes.
are growing, and their organs are also growing as well. Let's remember that their total insides are becoming bigger. Now,
mm-hmm.
we query about size. We saw at Olympia a huge bloke, a huge endomorph, quite tall, very broad, very good muscle mass. On his left shoulder is Michael Waddington. On his right shoulder is Justin Figueroa. When you look at Justin Figueroa's bone mass and his muscle mass, let's not forget what a package this man is. An absolute icon as to what anybody would potentially want to be. And then
yes.
he's at the side of Waddo, who has a slightly different shape naturally, slightly taller, also a considerable great package. I mean, these two are in the natural bodybuilding, your Arnold Schwarzeneggers of the 80. They would still look to enhance their body, change their body, improve it in some shape or form. It's just that natural muscle is harder to obtain than it is than on anabolic steroids. But
yes.
we don't know. The thing is that I believe these two athletes I just mentioned are healthy athletes. They don't have liver disorders. They don't have kidney disorders. They don't have inflammation issues. They might have sore knees and stuff like that and whinge from pain and whinge from not having pain. But their total body is in a better condition. Should they have a chronic illness or should they need an operation? And later on in their life, they shouldn't really have the same issues relating to taking something or not. So you can improve your body when you're natural. Of course you can. There is a sufficient amount of information and visual know-how out there to be able to do it. But they are really two different kettles of fish. One is going to take longer than the other one, but is it possible to grow? Well, have a look at Justin Figueroa, and he gives you the answer, yes.
Perfect answer. Well, I mean, if it's real talk, there really is no wrong answer because your answer is the answer we were looking for. So whatever it is that you have there. So now that the Olympia is over for this year, and I know you guys are gearing up for 2018.
Gearing up.
How are you gearing up? In the right term. And hey, folks, check this out. PNDA. Said it right the first time. Woo! All right, sorry, Mark. Just a little side joke there. How are you going to be treating the off season? And does Tenica already have a show schedule mapped out?
We would very. It's quite different this year. That since Tenica turned pro, she basically only ever did the American shows as such because it was what was available for a pro, where this year Australia is going to be holding a few more events, so we will 100% support that. And Olympia and the Universe is, well, the Universe being in Australia, will be very, very much on the cards to attend and to be a participant in, yes, for sure. We have a slight little bit of a rest, but just really to enable us to identify together what the next steps are for 2018. It was a big road, a lot of effort and energy. We managed to get a couple of family holidays in at the same time, but it's just a non-stress-free type of thing, not not really giving up on natural eating or keeping Tanaka's body in shape, but she's got a slightly higher fat score. She's still doing a lot of stuff. She, as I say, she's going for the Maori Award, our award that the native Maoris give to their sporting people. So that's the All Blacks, anyone who's in professional sport or even amateur sport in New Zealand. She's going back there, I think, for the fourth time to be acknowledged. She's having a photo shoot over in New Zealand. So she, you know, Tanaka never really puts on too much fat or, let's say, non-stage presentable wear. But she will need to improve a lot. Or put a little bit more on. She wants a bit more of a tighter bum for all those people who think she's sexy. And she, yeah, might, you know, and she will certainly do a considerable, a lot more work in a core area. So, yes, there's already discussed and already in the pipe work. It's, we don't really have time off. We just tried to keep the stress of what comes around stage time to a minimum because it's just not needed at this time of the year.
Well, there you go. Well, it sounds like you said, it is a part of life. It's not something that you've done casually. It's a lot of thought that goes into it. And thankfully, like Des and I have been saying basically this whole show, is that you have the knowledge to get that done because that's very vital and very important. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you can hold that down and know that when you give an answer, it's a definite answer instead of basically searching or reaching. And now for the things that you don't understand, you know, how do you do your research? Because this is coming from Craig. He wants to know, are there some things that you don't know since you, you know, obviously have so many, you're so very well versed in so many aspects of the industry. When you don't have an answer, how do you go about doing your research so you can figure things out?
You know what? That's a fantastic question. Yes, I have the ability to lean on professors, professors in specializing in bodywork. But we also hear this thing which is really big in the bodybuilding industry about your mate chat and science and all this type of stuff. Kaylin, we share a planet with billions of people and not one of us are the same. We can go to institutes of sports. We can go to scientists and they can tell us that this amount of protein is the average, or this amount of carbohydrates is the average. This is carb cycling. This is this, that, and the other. How I learn is from the person themselves. I look at it this way. I was born with two ears and one mouth, which means I need to listen more than I speak. So if we estimate something that is fairly stable, we see how that reaction is for that person.
Mm-hmm.
We have dropped Tanaka's protein down considerably than other people have previously told her, and she has had no negative benefit, nothing negative, in fact, an improvement. She hasn't got so much fat in the system. Her liver seemed to be responding. Her skin is a lot cleaner. She's had bags under her eyes. They're going away. Lots of tangible things that you can see from evidence relating to minerals and that from her physical body is there. So I find out from asking questions amongst professionals and also mm-hmm. asking questions of the client themselves. If you eat something that's not so good or you feel bad, you will feel it and you can tell me that you felt it. If you feel something that's giving you a little bit more energy or there's visual signs, it's better, it's good for you. Likewise, you know, the relationship of how muscle grows, how you feel, it's all tied in together. So because we're all different, not one of us are the same, we ask life, how did you respond to that treatment? I know from my focus as an example that licorice root is very good for our breathing if we've got problems with this. But to the extent that you need it or the benefit of it will be something you get back from a person. We go to a doctor and they basically tell us what to do mm-hmm. from science that is quite regimental. They don't really ask you questions about you or get you back in as a follow-up to say, how did that go? How are you feeling now? What did you experience? And I think mm-hmm. just working with the person in everything they do in their life, not just their nutrition, their environment, their work, everything that affects the expression of themselves, or the genes, as I call it, is where I learn from. because we're all so different, you can't give one menu to every single person and it will work. It just doesn't happen. You have to treat their condition. I mean, a good thing was we just put Tanaka on. We put her on a detox for 4 days. Not that she necessarily really greatly needed one, but she always wanted to do it. And I said, post the competition, we'll put her on a detox. She went through the detox. She commented how she was pooing so much, a little bit of sweating, feeling lethargic. Everything I told her about before she went into the detox that she maybe listened to, maybe didn't listen to. And she said to me, this is the worst thing for a bodybuilder. And I said, why? She said, because I've lost weight. We went to the gym the following day when I gave her a carb intake before going into the gym, and this woman looked amazing. Her absorption was unbelievable. I've never ever witnessed her absorption like this. Her muscles after a pump were huge. Absolutely fantastic. So it's a learning curve. We can't say this works, this doesn't work, or how much works doesn't. So it's more a case of trying things that we know are potential, trying to find that standard, that benchmark to grow off, and then supporting people. Some people will need more protein. Some people may, just due to their gut, need a little bit more increase in veg, etc. So it's just learning what they're eating, what they're consuming, what the reaction is, and yeah, I have a great belief. A $2 tape measure tells you a lot more than a scale does. So it's...
Amen to that, brother.
Bleacher seats.
No, I totally agree.
Go for it.
I totally agree.
I know.
You know,
I
have,
the way you said it. I love it.
You know, I have clients who come in who say, you were supposed to lose me body weight. I said, but you said you wanted to tone. They said, yes, but the scale hasn't moved. So I measured them, and I said, well, your glutes have lost 1.5 centimeters. You happy or not happy? Really? My husband says my bum's looking tighter. So it's very, you've got to get on the purpose, the psychological things that tick the boxes with people rather than just saying, oh, my weight hasn't changed or whatever, yeah.
Well, usually this is a time where we say, hey, we want you to give a chance to give a shout out to everybody that supported you, but you are the person that basically makes sure that she supported quite well. So how do you want to – well, it's Thanksgiving, so we'll do the Thanksgiving weekend. We'll still wrap it up with that since we didn't have a chance to cover it since Des wasn't with me. We'll let you do a Thanksgiving kind of wrap-up, and we'll go from there.
Well, it's certainly, I have, believe it or not, I have a lot of people to thank. I have Tanaka to thank for allowing the journey to take place, as well as the other athletes that I've managed to help. Without them being in the car, any fuel that I give or support I give along that trip, they're the ones really driving it, and I thank them. I went to Olympia, was my first time. I'd love to thank the Caicos family for putting on such an event that enables people like Tanaka and others to go up there. I would have to send out a huge thanks to Eric Lipton for capturing so many images, for being a terrific friend, a warm welcoming. I call him a nickname, the Spirit. I would love to thank the likes of Truman, the Brick, for just being himself and going up on the stage and showing people what is achievable. Veronica Malloy, who, let's face it, I listened to a radio show just prior to Olympia, how Tanaka Hyman was the one who's going to stand in her way. If these two are competitors, you would never notice it. They were like sisters. Veronica doing her hair, them cuddling each other, Veronica picking us up and driving us around because we couldn't get a cab because we didn't have a baby seat. I'd like to thank everyone in the family who's encompassed that family philosophy of looking after one another. The new athletes that came up, I was so proud of Tanaka to give them a hug, to welcome them, it's just marvelous, you know. I was involved in the sport many years ago where it was basically put the person on their bum or you get put yourself. This is very, very different. They're competitive. They want to win. They want the feedback. They love a little bit of acknowledgement on how their body looks. Of course they do. Did I have a little bit of an ego? Maybe they need that ego. But their caring and sharing amongst each other is astronomical. It is a very, very healthy sport for that social side, that togetherness. Is yeah, amazing. Absolutely. And I thank each and every one of them for enabling me to really enjoy it. It was fantastic.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I have to say, thanks so much, Mark. This has been just awesome speaking with you, and we are officially out of time. I wish we could keep going. We're going to definitely have to do this again. I know Kaylin and I are already trying to figure out how we're going to get to the universe in Australia because we need to be there. been good all
anyway,
around.
Anyway, we can
so.
Help.
We will definitely
anyway,
let you know.
Yeah, you won't have to pay for accommodation. You can stay with us. It's just that, would you mind babysitting one night?
Oh, we would definitely babysit. We would definitely babysit. Oh, my gosh. Consider it done. Consider it done.
I'm not putting her on the boat, though. You're not getting on the boat.
You what?
I said I'm not putting her on the boat, though. Not happening.
Well, yeah, your boob doesn't have the magic.
No. She's not that interested in daddy's boobs, neither. She's learned there's not much there.
Yeah. Your boob has to have the magic. If not, they're not interested. So sorry to break that one down to you.
My boobs are completely nothing like mama's boobs whatsoever. A great disapproval in Bella.
Woo! So on that note, on behalf of Boobs with Magic Everywhere, Mark, Kaylin, myself, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Which is-